Here, Kevin Carter is right here in person.
Hey.
And welcome back, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Good to have Kevin back. We want to thank Paul for holding it down for just one episode.
Yeah. Too bad you didn't get on another one or another one.
Yeah.
We'll have him back on later, though.
No. Paul knows his stuff. I asked Paul, like, hey, man, what's your stuff that you like to talk about so we can kind of cater to you? I was like, you talk about college? He's like, I'm not really
proficient
in college.
No, they're from up north. They don't know. Yeah. No. He's a Gator fan, but they're from up north. So they don't.
So I just kind of pretty much cater to him with basketball and football. He knows NFL and everything like that. But
speaking of college football, my God, what has happened since I've been gone?
There's been a lot going on, huh?
Anybody want to coach? Does anybody want to coach? Because they were switching like insane crazy. What's a better job? What do you think is a better job? LSU or Notre Dame?
I'm surprised he took LSU.
Well, it's easy. LSU is the better job because LSU, you don't got the restrictions on recruiting like you do at Notre Dame. You can go and get anybody to go to LSU. They can have a GPA of 0.4. Like most of them do anyway, that goes there. So he can recruit at LSU better than you can at Notre Dame.
True. And both are historical colleges. It's pretty good with their pro football program. So
yeah. But it's just easier to do at LSU. Plus, they threw him a bunch of money. Did you see the shitty-ass Southern accent, though, he did at the press at a basketball game?
No.
Out there. Oh, my God. It was such a you have to look it up later. But he did such a terrible Southern accent. We're like, bitch, you're not even from the South. We know you're not from the South. Don't do it. Just don't do it whatsoever. And then who else? You got Lincoln Riley jumping ship from Oklahoma
to USC.
USC when it was in talks that he might go to LSU. I think he just wanted to avoid the SEC at all costs. Like, Oklahoma's about to come to the SEC. LSU's already there. And he's like, nah, I'm going to go way over here so I don't got to deal with them.
He didn't want to touch it, huh?
You heard their deal, though, that they did over there? They bought his two houses in Oklahoma. $500,000 over their asking price.
Wow.
They bought him. He gets the luxury private jet whenever he wants it. He's freaking making a gajillion dollars over there. So, hey, go over there. Now you'll have rain over there because every quarterback and running back from the West Coast will want to go to over there to play with Lincoln Riley. And they'll all transfer, so
yeah.
He'll get whatever transfer he wants just so they can go and play in Los Angeles. I think what's-his-name's already following him over there. Rattler.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. You cannot have no more of a downfall than Rattler has. Yeah. Heisman Trophy front runner at the beginning of the year to pitch to now
number one draft pick in NFL.
To now transferring over to USC. And then us.
Yeah,
we were like we don't need no big name. We're gonna go get Billy Napier.
Kevin, tell me your thoughts about Billy Napier.
I like it. I like it. I think he's gonna be a good coach. He's a younger guy. He'll connect with players more. So that's what we needed on the recruiting side. Because Dan seemed like a grump. Dan Mullen seemed like, hey, I'm going to walk in wearing my Jordans. And these guys are going to just fall in love with me. And that wasn't the case, as we saw. But, yeah, I like him. I like that he's going after every big name assistant you can think of.
Because,
he's going after some big ones. So, I think once he gets his is a class or the coaching stuff assembled, staff assembled, and then they'll have a good recruit class. They're already salvaging a little bit of it. So
just to make sure, he came from the Raging Cajuns.
Raging Cajuns. Wow.
The Louisiana.
Two-time Southern Belt Conference Coach of the Year. Now he's going to be wearing Jordans and Gator stuff.
How about that stuff, man?
But I think he'll be a good coach. But Dan Mullen had to go. If he wasn't playing, if after watching that FSU game, you could see that you should have been playing Anthony Richardson and Damian Priest all year long. Damian Priest. I just call him Damian Priest. Damian Priest is a wrestler. Damian Pierce is the running back. He should have been playing Pierce and Richardson all year long. And you deserve to get fired if you wasn't playing these two guys. We had guys that Pierce was running with flat out emotion, running with his helmet off.
Which is trying bizarre.
Trying to truck people over. He literally trucked the guy with his helmet off. But yeah, it was just time for him to go. I think things went sideways last year at the LSU game, mm-hmm. and we can see how undisciplined this team were and everything. Yeah. And I think it just exploded after this year.
I tell you what, though, it's always a good feeling to beat Florida State. And I was happy for them.
Oh, yeah, God, I was happy. I was like, please, God, just win this game.
Just win this game.
Do not lose this game so I don't have to hear it from absolutely anybody.
They were starting to chatter a little bit. I have Florida State fans from my area. I know Kev know a few Florida State fans as well. And the chatter started going a little bit more up towards the game. Kind of checked on them, you know, after the game. I'm like, hey, just checking.
Are y'all still okay?
Can y'all tell me the score of the game?
Yeah. We're going bowling. Who knows what bowl we're in. We're going to be in some Gasparilla weed whacker bowl or some shit.
So I know it's not impressive to stay, but
but it's an extra practice. Yeah. It's an extra practice. It's an extra game to get Richardson some much-needed playing time. And it gets the seniors have one more game to go to, and they're probably going to be playing the game in Florida somewhere. It's either going to be in Orlando or Tampa or wherever, but they're going to probably be playing a game in Florida just so that bowl game can sell some tickets.
Definitely. All right, so let's check the AP top 25.
We don't even need to check the top 25 anymore. You just need to check the top 5.
All right, listen, I had this up, but it had it when it never came. You probably tell them by heart. Who are they?
Oh, it's Georgia, Michigan, after they beat Ohio State. Alabama's, I think, still up there. Cincinnati should be up there. And I think Oklahoma State or somebody like that's number 5.
Give me a second while I pull it up here. I had it up, but it was something from a different week. Because
I know Cincinnati wins out. They should still right.
Yeah,
there.
Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Cincinnati. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And then I think Oklahoma State is like 5 right behind them.
You're right, sir. Yeah. Oklahoma State, Notre Dame.
So this weekend's going to play a lot into who goes into the game, because Michigan's got to play Iowa, mm-hmm. and we know how Iowa is. You never know what Iowa's going to show up.
Yeah.
So Michigan could easily get knocked right back out, and then Ohio State go flying right back in for some apparent unknown reason.
Right.
Alabama, Georgia, they got to play each other. So that's going to either knocks Alabama out, or if Alabama wins, Alabama's in, and so is Georgia. So you got two in teams in there.
Right.
Cincinnati, they win, they should be in. I don't care. Just put them in.
Just put them in.
Don't put them in 4. Don't make them play the number 1 team. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Just don't do it. Put them in either 2 or 3. Let them have that chance to play somebody other than the big, gigantic Wahoo team.
Exactly.
Give them that 2-3 slot, or give them the 3 slot so they can play the number 2 ranked team.
I'm definitely rooting Cincinnati to get in there.
Oh, yeah. I think this is the year, because of this crazy-ass year we've had, this is the year that one of the – like, if UCF that those years ago, mm-hmm. this would have been the year that they did all that shit, they would have been in.
They would have been
year.
In.
Yeah, exactly. They would have gotten in it this year.
But no, nah,
but now it's just the Cincinnati's time to get in it.
Definitely. So, thoughts about, because like I said, Michigan, Ohio State. So Jim Harbaugh finally got over that curse, allegedly.
Finally, finally. But you know what that means? It's time for Jim to lose a game. You lose a big game that you all know is happening, because that's just how Jim Harbaugh has done it lately at Michigan. So now it really scares me that he's going up against the Iowa team that always has those games. To where you're like, oh, damn, Iowa beat somebody. And now they're in a championship game. You're like, oh, crap. Iowa could really screw everything up.
Yep. So let's pull up the top 25 and see who they're playing. I know this is championship week.
Championship week. Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Iowa.
Yep. So you got Friday, you got Oregon versus Utah for the Pac-12 game, championship game in Las Vegas.
Which doesn't mean anything no more because Oregon got their eyeballs waxed in by them already.
So Utah, or no, I'm sorry, Oklahoma State at Baylor for the Big 12.
Yep. And that one has a long way of seeing what Oklahoma State can be able to do. If Alabama gets beat, then Oklahoma State's going, hey, if they win this game, they're going in.
Right.
Who would have thought? The shittiest year ever, Georgia's probably going to be on the road to win the national championship when everybody's crap. And they're going to take it because it's been 40 freaking years since they've done anything with it.
Yeah. They're probably going to run with that one here. Number 19, San Diego State versus Utah State for the Mountain West. You got Louisiana versus Appalachian State for the Sun Belt.
Oh, there we go. Our boy got to go get Appalachian State.
Number 1, Georgia versus number 3, Alabama, 4 p.m. That should be a prime time.
It's always at SEC championships, always at 3:30 because they always got the West Coast game that's going to be on.
Sure.
We're always at 3:30, 4 o'clock kickoff.
Your thoughts about this game here, because Alabama's escaped.
Alabama's escaped, but it's almost like Alabama is like, look, dude, we're not showing nothing. We just need to hold it off until we play Georgia. Mm-hmm. And when can you ever write a Nick Saban team off?
Fair enough.
So I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think it is. Everybody tried to compare. I know Alabama's not Alabama before, but they're still Alabama.
Yeah.
So I never write Alabama off of anything.
Gotcha. Yeah. Number 4, Cincinnati at number 21, Houston. Houston has always been sneaky good.
Yeah, but Cincinnati, I just think it's Cincinnati's year to get into the playoffs.
Okay.
Everything is lined up perfectly for Cincinnati to make that run and finally get into the playoffs. Just don't screw it up against Houston.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, just don't screw it up, man, because this is legit. The shot for one of these kind of lower level teams to get into it.
Absolutely. Number 2, Michigan versus number 13, Iowa.
And that's the one where I'm sitting there going, I think Iowa gives them more than they can handle.
Think so?
I think they give them a lot, and it's going to be one of those coming down to the wire games. And
Look at Michigan. I think Michigan will probably squeak it out.
Yeah, if Michigan squeaks it out. I just don't want Michigan in the playoffs.
A buddy of mine, you already know who he is. Tested me. Hey, man, I know you saw the game. I said, I watched the highlights. So congratulations, brother. Hope y'all.
Yeah, but you'll get ate. Anybody in this thing is going to get ate alive by Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just how it is. Unless Alabama makes it in. Alabama's the ones that can push them.
And then the ACC.
Who does? No one cares.
I fell off. Number 15, Pitt versus number 16, Wake Forest.
And no one cares.
Wow.
Absolutely no one. The only thing this is for a New Year's 6 bowl game. Whoever wins gets to go to a New Year's 6 bowl game. Whoever loses is going to the Gator Bowl.
They've been talking about Kenny Pickett being a top quarterback.
Good,
so.
He's been good. He was good a couple years ago, too.
I liked him, so. Maybe I'll like to see
I forgot that. What game were we watching with Pitt? Me and you were watching a game with Pitt, and he was going nuts.
We was impressed.
And we were like, who the hell is this guy? Who the hell is this guy? I think he even got hurt in the game and still come back out there and threw for like 400 and something yards. I forgot who we were watching him play. But it was like we were sitting there impressed going, dude, this dude, was it Clemson?
I think so.
Was it a Clemson game? Oh, man, he was going nuts. He played so well.
So Broncos take the hint.
Still looking for that quarterback.
And it's not, hey, listen, now we got to transition to football. We can talk about it another time. But, yeah, Kenny Pickett is coming to his own. He's rightfully so to be considered being the
first. And this is the year. And this is the year you don't have that consensus number one.
You don't.
Or number two. Or number three. Or number four. Or number six quarterback in the draft. Like
I mean, we thought we did with the Oklahoma quarterback and the North Carolina quarterback, but
last year was insane though with the quarterbacks being picked.
Right.
Like last year, you had the top. What was it? The top. It was like four of the top five were quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, the best prospect for the draft right now is a defensive end out of Oregon.
Yep. And he's already being pushed by another defensive end. So it's crazy.
Yeah, this draft, we'll see how it looks like. But the NFL draft, one of them is particular. But
this draft's going to be boring.
Yeah.
Like, it'll have a bunch of good players, but to everybody, it's still going to be boring because you ain't got that big, gigantic crop of top-end quarterbacks and running backs and
right.
Wide receivers. You got a lot of good wide receivers coming out, but you don't have those kick-you-in-the-nuts guys that you think are top-of-the-line dudes coming out this year. So it's boring. Who's even got the draft this year? Where is it going to this year?
That is a good question.
I forgot who got the draft. Who?
NFL draft location this year.
2022 NFL draft location. I forgot who got. Is it Dallas? I thought it was Dallas. No.
Las Vegas.
Is Las Vegas getting it finally this year?
Yeah.
Are they doing? Oh, they're doing the boat shit where they drive the guys out there in boats and they fall in the. Yeah. They're doing it in the fountain.
Yeah.
They're driving the guys out there in boats and then they fall in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody drowned Roger.
So let's talk about a little bit last week. What's up with the Rams, man?
Every time they get a big name player, they fall off. They didn't get one this week, so the fucking Jaguars are screwed. But if the Rams needed a get right game, they got one this week.
They do. So yeah, but yeah, it's like they played the Packers. It was a good game, but they just, I don't know, man. They had this magic beginning of the year. Now they're just kind of fizzling off.
But it always happens. One of them teams gets real hot at the beginning of the year, and then then they start to fade away. And then you got people like the Patriots who didn't play well at the beginning of the year, and now they're freaking lighting up everywhere.
Who would have thought? That was the Bill division's the home right there now.
Now it's the Patriots division again. Again.
I'm just trying to figure that one out, man.
Well, it's easy to figure out. That guy that wears half-sleep hoodies and all that crap. Hey, nobody say that I didn't tell him that Bill Belichick was a damn good coach.
Yeah.
And he was one of the reasons why that team did as well as they did for that many years.
Can we just...
Sure, the quarterback was good, but that man... And now they got a little white boy quarterback that does the same shit Tom was doing and throwing little shits and all that. It's like watching them all over again back then. It's like it's the same damn game plan that it always was. Pisses me off.
Can a team find any worse ways to lose than the Detroit?
The Detroit Lions? Oh yes. No. They can't find – you cannot find any more – you can't win in overtime. You couldn't beat the Bears on this game where you should have won.
Should have won.
Oh, my God.
Should have won. Matt Nagy should have been walking out the door fired with his pink slip. But you spared him a week. And I just sit there, and I'm sitting there, and I feel bad because I got a cousin, bro, who like the Lions.
Oh.
And it's when I test them every week, it's just they're depressed.
You should feel bad for me.
I feel bad for you.
No, this shit I
got
to do.
You got a couple of wins. They have nothing. They got a tie.
Damn, we just got happy we beat the Bills.
They're 0-10-1 tie.
0-10-1.
Wow.
And they tied the
Steelers.
Yeah. Oh, the Steelers suck now.
They are looking rough, man.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're looking rough.
Then you got last night's game.
Yeah, the Cowboys who had a rough Thanksgiving came out more focused and ended up beating the Saints 27-17. Was it they had Taysom Hill? He had like an injury.
Taysom Hill almost, it looked like he almost broke his middle finger on his throwing hand.
Yeah.
Like it went, he threw it and his hand went, well, I don't remember if you saw the one with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But it was similar. They had to yank his finger back in. They put it in a split. But he's the best running back playing quarterback I've ever seen. I should have started him last night, too, since somebody stole Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-oh. Get down.
We do this shit every single year where people will stop playing. This is how our fantasy – people stop playing in our fantasy league. So people get a hold of them and like, hey, you do this and then I'll drop these guys. And we do a gentleman's agreement through the whole league and nobody picks people up. It happens every damn year. Look what happens when you invite somebody else in and they throw all the shit, all the ruckus. This is why we cannot have nice things.
What's your record in the league right now?
He ain't making the playoffs anyway. I'm at 500.
And you're like, I'm in fifth, right? Oh, you're a fifth.
I'm in fifth.
Oh.
I'm in the playoffs. I'm going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to make the playoffs.
I'm going to make the playoffs. But still, I have no quarterback. Now my quarterbacks are Taysom Hill, Tua, and Derek Carr.
I am somehow got two losses with the injuries I've been dealing with.
And you got another injury to deal with this week because Deebo Samuel is not playing. And goddamn Deebo Samuel when you played fucking me.
Yeah.
You played me when the Jaguars were playing San Francisco. And he ran all over the place and I went, I'm going to lose because I didn't start Derek Carr and I started Cam Newton instead. If I had started Derek Carr, you would have lost. Just saying. You would have lost because he scored 35 points that week. I'm still mad about that.
The Bucs are in the news about Antonio
Brown. Oh, my God. You and your fake freaking vaccine cards. And you had like a little group going, apparently, because there was three of them.
So that whole thing where the bus was 100% vaccinated?
No, you wasn't. Oh, God, y'all.
Bus fans are crying all over the place. What about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, he don't care. He told you wasn't. He wasn't. Or no, he told him he was. And then he wasn't. And then to come find out he wasn't. And then, at least he didn't fake a card.
What's the movie that they had, the baseball movie, and they had the, like, fake thing, birth certificate?
Oh, bench warmers.
Yeah, thank you. And then they actually photoshopped.
I am 12.
I am fascinated.
I am 12. And then he come in with an I am vaccinated card.
Yeah, I'm fascinated.
Oh,
card.
My God. He had his pit. I guess it was like a little piece of paper with his picture on it. I am 12.
Oh, man. Dude, that was funny. But
sucks.
Yeah, the Bucks are dealing with that. And like Kevin mentioned about that, they had a group going on and they wasn't vaccinated and they're suspended. So
peace. Yeah. I think though is every other week, like, yeah. Like he gets suspended for three games.
Hey, listen, y'all sign some characters, man. So that's what you risk when you have someone that's a loose cannon like that. But talented.
Both. Dumbass.
Loose cannon.
So. Freaking fake. Dude, you know how hard up you got to be just not to go and get a damn shot and to pay $500 for a fake vaccination card.
It's backwards.
You didn't even get a good one for $500. You got one they knew was fake. You could have got Walmart to write you up one.
Hey, all that best here. So.
Just go get the damn shot. If you haven't got it already, just go get the damn shot. It's not that bad. Cortez has got it.
Finally.
I got six.
All right, let's pick some of these games.
I do got three.
You got the booster too?
Yeah, I got my booster. Now I'm radioactive and magnetic.
You super bad.
No, the second one you were magnetic. Like you could stick the fork to your nose. Knowing people can do that anyway, just by licking the fucking fork and sticking it on their nose. But you can do that. But now I'm like radioactive. Apparently, if you get around me with a giga counter, you can. I'm just still pissed that they didn't give me the one with spider power yet. Hopefully that's the fourth one. I get the spider power. I can be in that new movie.
Oh, I got real abilities. Gotcha.
No, if you were a real spider, you'd be shooting webs out of your ass.
You're
Right, you can shoot ribs out of your ass, not your freaking form.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was never accurate in that way.
Well, I guess you got to cater to the kids. So
yeah, thank God he's not shooting webs out of his ass. That'd be a whole different movie.
What are you doing, Marvel?
Yeah, that's not Marvel. It's Marvel!
All right. Sunday games we got going on. What Kevin mentioned, we already talked about the Cowboys Saints 27-17. So Sunday. I'm just kidding. Sunday, you got the Giants at the Dolphins.
Don't they start playing Saturday games next week?
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. With college going, I know they start playing Saturday games.
Yeah.
So, Giants and the Dolphins. And
the Dolphins been on the win streak lately.
And they still keep it up.
Yep, they're going to beat the Giants.
Yeah, and they're at home.
Yep, fair enough.
It'll be 87 degrees.
John players ain't used to that.
Give me back to the cow.
All right, Colts at the Texans.
Oh, shit show. Colts.
Colts, yeah. Texans.
Oh, God. Vikings.
The Vikings at the Lions. Vikings. Is this the week that the Lions get their victory?
No.
Is this the week?
No.
I agree. No.
No.
Eagles at the Jets.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Because the Eagles have been playing bad football. Like, they haven't been good. Neither have the Jets either. But
neither the Jets.
I'll take the Eagles.
I'd be a contrarian. I'd take the Jets.
Yeah, both of them sucked. That's hard for me to say people suck because my team definitely sucks.
The Cardinals at the Bears.
Cardinals. Bears are starting Andy Dalton this week.
So is Justin Fields. What's up with him?
He's hurt.
He is hurt. Apparently. Okay. Yeah. Kyler Murray's coming back.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Taking the Cardinals. Hopkins is coming back to it.
Yeah, he's coming back.
There you go. You got somebody to put on your team.
Yeah. I feel like
put him in that flex position.
I tell you, man. The Chargers at the Bengals.
Oh, both of them. Well, Bengals have definitely gotten hot. They Chargers have kind of
cooled down,
patterned off a little bit.
Why do I feel like the Chargers going to upset them?
I'll take the Bengals at home just because it's at home and they're coming over to Cincinnati and it's going to be cold. San Diego. They're not San Diego anymore, damn it.
They're Los Angeles.
We fucked it up.
Los Angeles.
We both said it this time,
too. You said it first.
God damn it.
I just follow suit.
God damn it.
Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles Chargers. The Los Angeles Clippers. All it says LAC.
So many LA teams. Why?
I hate them all.
I got a Chargers one. It's Howard, though.
So I got Bengals.
The Bucks at the Falcons.
Bucks.
I got the anti-vax Buccaneers winning.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No vax.
I don't want Buccaneers fans coming at my head, so.
who cares? Most of them are bandwagon jumpers anyway.
Jaguars at the Rams.
The Rams. It's get right game for the Rams.
Hey, Ramsey still got some teammates on there you can say hello to?
There's like two. I think the only one really is Miles Jack will say hey, dude.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyhow, yeah, Rams get back on track. The Washington football team.
Raiders!
And the Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders!
Going to Raiders?
Yeah, because I'm starting Derek Carr.
All right.
He needs to actually do something again. Ravens. Ravens and the Steelers.
Ravens and Steelers.
Ravens going to beat them. Yeah, well, you can't really say they're going to beat them because these games are always stupid.
AFC North is a weird
thing. Yeah, I'll go with the Ravens. And every time we think one of them is going to pull away, they get sucked right back in, and then the Bengals do something.
Definitely. The 49ers and the Seahawks, 425.
Seahawks fell off from grace.
They a little rough, bro.
I'll take San Francisco. Jimmy Garoppolo is controlling games, but he don't have Debo, so.
Yeah.
And Debo is most of their offense.
Yeah, like 60% of it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's nuts. 49ers as well. Your primetime game is the Broncos.
Oh, they moved this one.
They flexed it to primetime.
They flexed it.
This is for the AFC West Division lead. The Broncos as somehow, some way.
Snuck back in it.
This is not a scenario that I envisioned at the beginning of the year. Me and Kevin both thought the Chiefs was going to run away with this.
But they, I think the Chiefs are hitting their stride again.
Yeah.
After the last few games, you can see them kind of getting back on cue. Their defense has actually started playing well again, too. So I'll take the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. All right. I'm feeling cocky.
Yeah, I know you are.
Chiefs. Well, my heart says the Broncos.
Your heart says Broncos.
But my head says the Chiefs.
Your head and everything else should say Chiefs.
But also my head, I can't say what I'm saying on the podcast, but it's also blank the Chiefs. So go Broncos.
I can say it.
Go ahead.
If you have focus. That's from Cortez, not
there,
from me.
There it is.
I'm okay.
So y'all are watching Key and Peele, guys. He's my angry translator. So.
Exactly. I'm that for a lot of people, I found out.
Yeah, they
said that the other day at work, too. They were like, have you ever seen that? Yeah, that's him. He's the translator. I was like, oh, okay.
He's the angry translator.
I'll be the angry translator.
Yep. Oh, look at this one. Another game for division.
Yep.
The New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills on Monday.
I'll take New England. I think you're just... Yeah, good Lord. I think they're just playing too well.
Ah, that's a good one. Do the Patriots sit their teeth on it, on a division, and grabs it by the holes, and the Bills try to come back and get what's there?
Something's wrong with the Bills.
Something with the Bills.
Something happened with them. I think the Jaguars broke them.
I think y'all did. Anywho, I got to pass one in as well, so... Hey, let's talk about NBA. LeBron James has been cleared to come back.
Yeah, screw that
COVID
dude.
Protocol.
He never had it. He never had it. This is what they're calling load management now. I got sick. He never had it.
Took the negative test.
What happened was he took one of them shitty at-home tests and it said come back positive and all he had was the flu. And then he took the regular test that the NBA gave him and they all come back negative. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. He started feeling under the weather, took a stupid at-home test. All them stupid at-home tests are going to tell you that you're positive. And then freaking you take the NBA ones and they come back negative. He just wanted to rest that day.
Right. Yeah, what's your thoughts?
He probably swabbed a Coke can or something like them other people didn't send it in.
Yeah, I know last time we talked highly about the Warriors. And then they are really good. They're dangerous.
But the Suns
are we sleeping on the Suns? I mean, I don't hear a lot of people. They have the quietest, like
they're sleeping on. But well, everybody sleep well. No one. Golden State don't get slept on just because of who they got on their team. Phoenix gets slept on one because they're in Phoenix. And two, they don't have that big, gigantic star. People that follow basketball, we know they have a big, gigantic star. They have a couple.
Yeah.
But they don't get that vibe. Kind of like Damian Lillard don't get the vibe in Portland as a big, gigantic superstar, even though people that watch basketball, he is.
Right.
But Phoenix just don't get that attention like a lot of those guys. A lot of West Coast teams, minus Lakers and all this shit that we shouldn't be giving attention to, don't get attention. Even like Atlanta. Atlanta don't get all... Like last year, Atlanta didn't get all that attention that they should have got, but they should have been getting it.
Exactly. No, I've been impressed with Phoenix. I haven't thought for a... Even I was like, hey, don't sleep on them guys because they do got a shot to get back to the NBA Finals. Everybody was talking about, oh, Lakers got this
The
shot.
Lakers ain't going to the Finals. I'm breaking it to y'all right now. Right now, as we sit here, the Lakers aren't going to the Finals. Either Western Conference or regular NBA Finals. They're going to neither one of them. You want to know why? They're old and they suck. That's exactly why.
Absolutely.
You have all these superstars, but all these superstars are 937 years old. They're not doing it anymore. They're not going to be able to do it no more because they can't keep up with all these youngins that are going to run them down. If the Lakers were in the East, it'd be a different story. We'd be talking a completely different thing because this is the style of basketball that they play.
Yep.
But they're in the West, where every team in the West will run you into the ground because they're all 12.
Russell has been playing better as a late. He has.
But they still haven't won even with him playing better.
Right.
They still losing.
Anthony Davis, I feel like he settled after he got his title.
Street clothes.
Yeah, I just feel like he settled after
he
got his title.
Yeah, he settled because he don't... And then he's always hurt. And guys on their team are always hurt. And then their bench is terrible. Their bench is old and terrible.
Yeah.
And that's not how you're going to win a championship. You're not going to win anything. I had this discussion with the two other people on the other show.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to tell me the Lakers didn't. No, the Lakers are going to get run out of gyms. Just because you added a guy that runs don't mean you can keep up with everybody else.
Me and you agree, even before the season started, that the Lakers wasn't going to do anything.
You can make all them
for like, oh, they're going to be championship.
Yeah, crown them because they went and got all these guys that this team would have been great in 2010.
Yeah.
This team would have been awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Now, no.
No. So that's...
Dwight had too many kids. Russell did all this other crazy stuff. No, they're just old.
No. So
they're just old, man. It's a young man. It's like I said, if the Lakers were in the East, we'd be talking different because the East is a different animal. Yeah. But even the East is kind of moving in the way of some of these younger teams that got those veteran guys in the offseason just to fill them little holes. They're playing well.
Yep.
And it's going to be one of those shockers, like Chicago.
Yeah. Me and you both talk about Chicago being pretty well. And, yeah, they're starting pretty well in the East. So, let's talk about...
We were playing well until everybody decided they wanted to get hurt.
Y'all got hurt. Welcome to the Magic thing, bro.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Here's a big, gigantic difference. Our guys that got hurt were all stars.
We got young talent. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but our guys were already all stars.
Yeah. No,
and then we got people hurting their ass bone.
Yeah.
We got a guy hurting his ass bone, and then all of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere, messes up his hand.
And then Duncan Robinson posting us.
He sucks. Look here. Oh, my God. Pay him $90 million to foul people and maybe hit 3 3-pointers a game. And that's it. He sucks. This is who Duncan Robinson is. It's exactly who it is. If he's not hitting 3-pointers, he's no good to you at all whatsoever because he's a liability everywhere else.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. The best white boy you got on that team is the one that everybody criticized. And now he's playing out of his godforsaken mind.
Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero is playing out of his godforsaken mind, and I will accept apologies on his behalf.
Uh-oh.
And you are not allowed to talk about him anymore in a positive light. That is my role.
Get him.
That
Get
is
him.
My role.
Get him. Get him.
You talk about, yo, sorry, Duncan Robinson, all you want to. You cannot allowed to talk anything good about Tyler Hero. You can't take it back. You can't do all that. You can't come back on the wagon once you jumped off of it. You can't get his cereal. You can't do none of that stuff. You're off the wagon completely. You're gone. You can stay over there with Duncan. You and Duncan can shoot 3-pointers all you want to and throw up bricks.
Oh, man.
Dude, $90 million for that crap. He got $90 million and then just started playing like shit. I would have rather kept Kendrick Nunn on the damn team. Than have him playing like he is right now.
Yeah.
His first foul in the last game come with 12 seconds started in the game.
These are somebody out of foul.
He can't play defense because he can't keep up with nobody because he's not laterally quick. He's not quick at all. The only thing quick is his shot to go up and quick to bounce off the rim lately.
Hey,
it's terrible.
Before we
and now y'all got and then you got guys like freaking Anthony.
No, Cole Anthony.
Cole Anthony, who's playing out of his godforsaken mind right now. It's in a losing effort, but he's playing insane.
He's playing crazy. Yeah.
He's playing insane.
I didn't project that from Cole. I
Somebody said he's playing better than his dad ever did.
Well, his dad came in and was tweeting some stuff yesterday because he heard on a podcast. And listen, it's dad mode here.
Oh, yeah, he's in dad mode. He's in dad mode.
You know, you have a kid, some kids, so you know about this and stuff like that. But apparently you're a podcast, and there's no slight towards Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs is a great prospect, and he has been, and he's still trying to learn his way. He's struggling. He is. Cole is taking advantage of the opportunity. Folks is hurt. We got these many guys down, and Cole is coming in and playing. And Ben, I admit in an effort that we know that we're not the best team right now, we're rebuilding, but he came back. Last night, I know the Nuggets are hurt, but so are we. They can't make any excuses as well. But they beat a good Nuggets team. I mean, he was part of that.
He's playing out of his damn mind.
Yeah. So, listen.
He is playing. You can't say anything bad about how he is playing.
No,
he is playing really good.
And I am continually to eat crow on Franz Wagner.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I am.
Yeah, you are. You get to eat crow on that, and other people get to eat crow on Tyler Hero.
I am eating crow on Franz Wagner. So before we close,
he is playing point forward for you guys. Like, insane. Like, I'm impressed, right? I'm impressed by him.
No, he's been solid.
He reminds me of a little Hedo Turkoglu.
Yeah.
And like another one of those tall European big guys that just pass the ball it's insane, man.
He was what Mario Lozano was.
Exactly. He was what that one guy y'all drafted that never showed up.
Oh, Franz Vasquez.
Franz Vasquez. He was what he was supposed to be. But that's what he is.
Yeah.
And he's playing. I'm like, man, Cortez is probably like, fuck.
I know.
I should have never said anything. I should have never made that damn video.
Yep. Apologize.
I should have just apologized right off the bat. I am sorry. He's playing good, man. At least you apologize about it.
I did apologize.
Yeah, other people can't even do that.
No.
I'm calling him out.
I hope he listens, man.
Calling him out.
Before we close,
give me back the Tyler Heroes. Give me back my cereal. Don't eat it.
The worst loss.
Holy NBA crap.
History happened last night.
Oh my God.
The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 152-79.
Without Ja Morant. He didn't play.
Oh man.
He did not play.
I know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander didn't play either. But still, that's still bad.
No.
73 points.
Oklahoma City got killed.
Orlando, for the love of me, I know we lost by 30 points this year. Please.
Don't lose by 70.
Please don't get that 74. I.
If you do, do it on December 17th.
Oh, no. Kevin, if that happens, Kevin have a seat to himself and I'm leaving the arena. Where's Cortez at?
Am I right?
So nonetheless, yeah, that's
an ass whooping. Like that's two ass whoopings in one. No,
they almost lapped them.
That's like four ass whoopings in one game.
They almost lapped. Yeah, lapped them. Like
they almost doubled their points.
Exactly. It was bad.
My God, dude, that is like I've seen a college game that's gotten out of hand like that. To where it's like 100 something to 22.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen things like that, but not no pros getting just walloped. Was there a possession they missed and didn't get their rebound and put it? Was there a possession that they did not score on? Because it's like they scored every single time they had the ball. They were like, here.
I'm just cross my fingers. Orlando don't meet that. Just.
We aren't that bad. Y'all got guys that at least will score.
Exactly. I mean, there's a team that probably can match with Houston, because Houston's been winning recently, but they was getting beat by like 30 and 40.
Yeah, but that's 70 something points. That's just you quit.
I'm just saying this about Orlando Young guys. There was a point during the league that they had the best starting five in the NBA, just stats-wise. Let me clarify. I know Kevin looked at me like, wait, what?
I hate stats. This is why I hate stats. This is why I hate stats, because if you want to tell me they had the best starting five at one, what, after game one?
they just like the net rating that they had. Our bench just, when they came in, just.
This is where numbers lie. If you don't believe me, he just confirmed it.
Give my team some credit, the starters at least.
You just confirmed it, that this is why numbers lie.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to paint a picture that, you know, you got a good starting young five.
You have some good young talent.
There it is.
It's just they have to assemble it right. You have to have good young talent, but you can't just have good young talent. You have to have some veterans around them.
Before we close and my battery dies, Kev.
Oh my God, his battery's dying.
Yeah.
Did you not bring a battery?
I brought a charger.
I have plenty of plugs in this place. There's a plug right here.
Perfect. So, anyways, as he pointed that out to me now.
Yeah, you had a plug. You didn't ask. There was a plug right here the whole entire time.
See what it's like.
It's even going.
Having nice things. The mag is like Phoebe, Phoebe. Yeah.
Well, we know how Apple stuff is with battery life.
Updating is shot it.
It's already dead.
Therefore, so perfect.
There you go.
Even charging. All right, anyway.
This is an Apple.
Don't worry about it. Last question, then we'll wrap this bad boy up. Curry needs 34 more 3 points to pass Ray Allen. Steph Curry is
the way he shoots, he's going to get him in fucking four games.
I was about to ask you that. You think four games?
It's something like that. It's going to be quick. I think it's either four or five games. Yeah. Because I think he'll average 8 a game.
Oh, he played the Magic. They played the Magic on Monday.
Oh, he's going to do it.
He's going to break the record there.
In one game.
He's going to do the record there.
He's going to do that shit in one game. Do they play here?
They play here, yes.
Oh, you going?
Oh, no. That's on Monday. They're on the road. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're be on the road. So.
I'm about to say, are you going? You better go to Golden State game.
I've been to a few of those. All right, so let's close this bad boy up. Kev, good to have you back. Good to have you back, man. I know it's good to have you back. Let's just close this bad boy up.
Yeah, I wanted to thank everybody who kind of reached out to me as well. We had people that reached out after I said that I was going to be taking a little hiatus. It wasn't that long, but thanks for everybody to reach out. I'm doing fine.
Definitely. I definitely thought it was going to be longer. I would have understood. But,
nah, once you get to talking to people and stuff like that, it kind of helps out, kind of gets you through a lot of things. So I will be talking to some different stuff in December. We're going to start doing that, getting my anger issues under control. Because like Cortez said, if we would have went to the club tonight and then somebody would have said something with my anger issues, I'd been like, yeah, take your fucking mask and shove it up your ass.
So, nonetheless, though, but Kevin brings a lot of knowledge to the podcast sports wise, and you know, the one episode I didn't have him there, you know, he was missed, but we gotta give credit to Paul. We did be an episode, but Kev, he's my football guru who I lean towards too, man. And I'm the one that kind of touched on basketball, so we just kind of missed. Well, and it's always good to get away, clear your head for a bit. I did it when my mom passed, and a little bit longer, so but hey. Life happens, man. We're humans, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's always another human that screws it. No, I'm just kidding.
Nonetheless, thanks for y'all guys supporting everything like that. Anywho, make sure you stay tuned to me and Kevin. Kevin will be calling over Skype next week. I don't think he'll be in town.
No.
You can follow the podcast on Twitter itself at Balls Not Court. You can follow me at IndeminusCP.
You still read this? You literally still read this? I've got it memorized, and I just listen to you say it.
Hey,
see, that's not in the script. I threw it all off. But you can find me at KevinC2415.
Wait, my partner put me on blast, right, guys?
Exactly. He's reading it.
All right, guys. Ball's My Court podcast. You can find us on anchor.fm/Cortez-ball or in the mind of cp.podomatic.com. Facebook, you're the Ball's My Court podcast. Instagram, you're at Ball's My Court podcast. We are on TuneIn, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Kevin Spreaker, he's looking at me, Spreaker, Windows, Google Podcast, Anchor, Spotify, and many other sites as well. Kevin, like to say?
Wherever you found us before, you can listen to us there again.
Kevin got it easy. All right, so
you're the one that's reading on us. I got to remember, I can do this one day.
You know, I'm going to do it next week. Kevin's going to close it.
Nah, don't do it.
That's not a mess. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to Ball My Court Podcast. Kevin Carter, Cortez, Paul. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye. I'm going to go to the next one.